Sundridge. Spring can't be far off when Sundridge Council discusses plans to partner with the Sundridge Horticultural Society on no fewer than 5 projects. One of the larger projects involves the municipality covering the cost of 1 or 2 students to work on garden projects involving the horticultural group. The funding would cover a 10-week period beginning near the end of June when students finish their school year to the end of August. Mayor Lyle Hall says the approximate cost per student would be around $4,900. In agreeing with the program, Coun. Steve Hicks said the horticultural members want to undertake more projects this year but don't have the volunteers to carry out that work. Hicks noted that one of those projects involves the society doing more work along Main Street. The students would likely fill the void where horticultural membership is involved. Another project would see the installation of shade trees and picnic tables at the Children's Centennial Garden, which overlooks Lake Bernard. Deputy Mayor Sean Jackson said this project would replace the gazebo, adding trees would be strategically placed at the site. His colleague, Coun. Fraser Williamson agreed, saying when he's traveling by the garden area there are many times he's seen people there eating their lunches inside their vehicles. Williamson said picnic tables and the shade trees would correct that. Another large project would see the society plant memorial trees at Edgar Street Park, which should see completion this year. While all of council was on board with the project, Jackson wanted to know the type of trees the society had in mind. That's because he says the roots of some trees can spread a great deal, and the last thing he wants to see is tree roots making their way to the park's basketball court and cracking through the cement pad as they continue growing. So location is key, Jackson said. Council is also on board with helping the society with a flower garden at the southern end of the community. But since this project may create a line of sight issue, council will first need approval from the Ministry of Transportation. The 5th proposal will see the society members carry out a plant sale at Lions Park June 4. The sale will remain subject to COVID restrictions, meaning if there was a sudden return of the pandemic, the sale will likely be cancelled. Staff is investigating the cost of the first 4 projects to move them ahead, while the plant sale simply involved council granting approval for the use of Lions Park. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.